Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Johnson & Johnson was hit with a $572 million judgment against it for producing and marketing opioid painkillers in Oklahoma. Attorneys for the state argued that Johnson & Johnson improperly marketed the drugs and that they failed to stop suspicious orders from shipping. Earlier in the year, Oklahoma settled lawsuits with Purdue Pharma and Teva Pharma for over $300 million. Now, the crisis of opioid addiction has rocked the nation, and people are looking for the culprit. But are drug makers to blame? Johnson & Johnson attorney Sabrina Strong said that litigation isn't the answer to the crisis, and that Johnson & Johnson didn't cause the opioid crisis. She said that it's largely driven by illegally manufactured drugs that are coming into the country from Mexico and elsewhere.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.